SBS Dutch op radio, online en op je mobiele telefoon.
Landbouw en het milieu zitten in het DNA van Elizabeth Blick van Blue Global. Vorige week vertelde zij over haarzelf, hoe haar Nederlandse ouders hier kwamen en hoe zij ook zelf met een Nederlander trouwde. Ze vertelde toen hoe het komt dat landbouw en zorgen van het milieu in haar DNA zit. Haar achtergrond is onderwijs en ze deed een master in sustainable development. Maar haar voorkeur ging uit naar duurzaam landbouw. Haar firma Wild Blue Global legt zich nauw toe op het feit dat afval beter gescheiden moet worden. En over afval, dan heb ik het over restafval dat beter verwerkt moet worden.
But I've always had that agriculture in the background. But when I did my sustainable development, that sort of catapulted me into a lot of work with the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority. So we have a consulting company called Wild Blue Global and another that focuses mainly on resource recovery. And then we have another company consulting that focuses mainly on energy called Renaissance Energy. And so we do a lot of research reports and facilitation of workshops for both the state government and local governments and private companies in the energy sector and as well as the resource recovery. I like to use the word resource rather than waste because I think that too often when we talk about waste...
That's a big word and it encompasses everything, doesn't it?
And it's negative.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's looking at ways in which we can look at what we use constructively.
One of the things that strike me often, I know this is on a very small scale, obviously, but is nowhere where I can put the organic waste.
Yeah, and that's changing. That's changing in New South Wales. There is, you know, often green waste collections, and we're looking at ways in which we can incorporate food waste into the green waste bin, but it hasn't been done all that successfully, I must say. And this is where, you know, I've been doing a lot of work in the area of composting, a lot of study in that area, and I think I mentioned to you that we do live in a global village and we're always standing on the shoulders of others. And I think that when we look to those that are doing it well overseas, and particularly the Europeans, I did a course from some Austrian experts. And looking at the way that they treat their organic waste to the benefit of the environment rather than to the detriment of our environment, I think what we're doing is just doesn't make sense in Australia often.
No.
We're not dealing with our wastes. We're dealing with them suboptimally.
Yeah.
You know, I think that our current methods of farming, you know, with heavy use of pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers, as well as our waste disposal, and I will call it waste disposal, they're suboptimal. Yeah, we're not innovative. We're looking for the cheapest, low cost, you know, way that we can just simply get it out there and let it be somebody else's problem.
It's almost a lazy way of dealing with it.
Yes, but if we could do something creative and imaginative, then there, which I think can be possible, which is the project that I'm working on. It will only be to the betterment of the environment, and we create healthy soil, we create healthy food and healthy people, and we become much more resilient as communities as a result.
Yeah. Give me an example of how they do it in Austria, which you used as an example. I know how they do it in Germany because I have a German daughter-in-law where I sometimes stay and I see her separating everything, you know, the tea and the coffee and, you know, everything goes separately. The nappies of the kids go in a separate bag. It's all collected separately and they're little sort of sub-bins within the bin. Is that what you do in Austria as well?
The organic waste in particular is actually they bring it to a central collection place, and there they use aerobic windrow composting, and because it is done so well, it can be quite close to residences. So often if it was in a village context, there's a central point, people bring their organic waste, their composting bins, and it is done properly for them. None of this sort of home backyard composting, which nobody really...
I'm not very good at that.
and I'm not very good at it either because I don't devote the time and the energy. I know how to do it well.
Yeah.
And I think that most people do, but they end up just putting it in a pile and leaving it.
Mm.
Whereas when it's done properly, like in Austria, you know, it's turned daily with a windrow turner. It's kept moist, doesn't smell, doesn't attract vermin.
That sounds absolutely ideal. we all need that recipe. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very high quality compost, which is very rich in nutrients and very rich in microbial activity. So it actually feeds the soil and encourages, you know, the sequestration of carbon and nutrients, and you get really healthy plants as a result.
Are we then involving the councils in this, or is this on an individual basis?
This is now on an individual basis. It's more for those that might have commercial and industrial facilities, so that if there are arborists or if there are food manufacturers or hospitals or clubs and pubs that might have food waste, it's those. I think councils is a different ball game.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of apathy within the community.
So in a sense, we are responsible ourselves, you're saying.
Yeah, and I think that we do have the tyranny of distance in Australia. We don't live in the small communities that a lot of the Europeans do, which can facilitate the collection much more easily of organic resources. What we're proposing at the moment is that we actually have a development application in the Central Coast Council to set up one of these facilities. And that will be dealing with a lot of the commercial waste. And I suppose we're in a very privileged position, and we're going to be very picky with what we're able to take. We're not going to be dealing with rubbish.
No.
Want to have a very high quality product, and we want to be working with the willing. So those that are wanting to be part of, you know, initially a trial for 3 months to have a organics collection process happening, then they can sort of get involved. We'll be dealing with some of those businesses, you know, and contacting them. But basically, we're developing a process on the Central Coast for this type of composting.
And then that could be rolled out to other smaller communities to start off with.
And I think that what we're trying to do is to demonstrate that it can be done. Yeah. I mean, waste is a local issue. There's no point in our waste being transferred 100 kilometres down the road for it to be processed. If this can be worked small scale, we deal with our local waste and we make a high quality product with good resale value, with really good attributes for the soil so that it can go back to the local soil. You know, on the Central Coast, we've got a lot of horticultural industry.
Yeah.
But even if I've done a study for a council group, a regional council group recently, and that tried to look at those councils within New South Wales that have done organics really well. And there are a number of outstanding councils that have done this really well.
Well, you've got to start somewhere, yeah?
So yeah,
again,
that's right.
It's about agitation from the community to actually do something.
Yeah, and I think that a small-scale model,
yeah,
you know, that we don't need the huge businesses that say, we'll take care of your waste for you, you just give it to us.
Yeah.
You know, but if we can be smart and it's that small-scale recovery and collection programs, but I think that what we're looking at is almost a disruption, you know, a disruptive enterprise that creates a community-focused outcome.
Mm.
We want to be engaging local businesses and residences in this journey.